Shalom.
Ping An.
I'm glad to meet you online again.
我很高兴跟大家在网上再次见面。
Although I would prefer seeing you face to face.
虽然我很希望能够跟大家能够面对面。
But I praise God for Zoom for this platform.
但是我也感谢主，我们可以借着网上可以见面。
There's some background about using Zoom.
那在我们既然今天其实是用Zoom的话，这其中有点背景的。
I'm a person who don't like doing things online.
对于我来说，我是不喜欢在网上来跟大家互动的。
I don't have Facebook.
我自己并没有脸书。
And I also don't have WhatsApp.
那我另外的社群团体我也没有WhatsApp.
But then when I come to Zoom.
但是当我来到Zoom的时候,
I just think whoever may come on, as long as I preach the word of the Lord, it should be okay.
我只是想，如果只要我是传讲神的信息，大家在这边应该都是很安全的。
So my heart is free, and I don't have any fear in my heart.
所以当我在跟Zoom上面传讲神信息的时候，我是非常自由的，我心中并不害怕。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。Dear
Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you.
亲爱的恩主，我愿意感谢你。Not
only for your salvation,
不单单是因着你给我的救恩,
but also for your daily care for us.
也是对我们每日的供应。
Thank you for protecting us during this pandemic.
感谢主在这个疫情当中对我们的保护。
We don't want to take it for granted.
我不想在这其中认为这是理所当然的保护。
Because personally, many who are close to me passed away in this pandemic.
因为对我来说，我自己有许多亲近的人，因着疫情的缘故，他们过去了。
But you have retained our life for a purpose.
但是你今天仍然让我们有气息，乃是有你的旨意。
Help us to know your will.
让我们知道你的旨意。
Thank you for Pastor George for being my translator.
谢谢主让George弟兄作为我的翻译。
May we translate in unison.
让我们同一心地传讲你的信息。
I also want to pray for the speedy recovery of my other translator who has been faithfully serving you.
我在这边也特别为另一个本来应该为我翻译的姊妹祷告，希望她能够马上康复。
Thank you for her faithful service.
感谢主为着她忠心的侍奉，我们谢谢你。
May you be glorified today.
愿意主你今天得到一切荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I've preached twice about trusting God in the pandemic.
我在疫情当中曾经传讲过两次信靠主的信息。
Today I want to change the direction.
今天我愿意改变一下我讲到的方向。
The topic today, we are going to look at living out God's calling.
我想今天要跟大家传讲的是活出神的召命。
I came across an article.
我最近看到一篇文章。
It said, the current time is about survival.
讲到最近我们所希望的乃是维生而已。
Why talk about God's calling?
那为什么既然我们只想到维生，为什么我们还想到神的呼召呢？
And the article actually mentioned that people felt that talking about God's calling is pandemic is a luxury.
因为在这个文章当中，在疫情当说到在疫情当中，我们除了想维生之外，居然还讲到神的呼召的话，这个有点过分了。
But then I come across the passage of Nehemiah.
但是我却在这个时候读到尼希米记。It
was a challenging time.
是的，这是一个非常艰巨挑战的时期。It
was difficult.
非常困难。But
God was at work during this difficult time.
但是神在困难当中依然做他的工。Often
God called people during difficult times.
很多时候神就在人困难的时候呼召了他们。
And our responsibilities as Christians is to live out God's calling.
而我们基督徒乃是在这个时候要活出神对我们的呼召。
Today's sermon, basically, we answer two questions.
那今天我们要在今天的讲章里面来思想几个问题。
The first question we are going to answer is, who received God's calling?
第一个我们要思想的是谁能够领受神的呼召呢
？The second question is how to live out God's calling.
第二个就是我们能如何能够活出神的召命。
Let's look at the scriptural background of today's passage.
让我们来看看今天经文的背景。
The first question is what is God's calling?
第一个我们要了解何谓召命或者神的呼召。
When we look at the Bible, there are two main types of God's calling.
我们看了圣经之后就知道神实际上的呼召分成两大类。
The first type, what I call general.
第一个是属于好像整体普遍性的呼召。
Like the Great Commission.
就好像大使命。
Like living a holy life.
好像活着一个圣洁生活。
It's given, they are given to believers of God.
这个呼召乃是对所有信主的信徒的。
But God's calling also, there's a type called specific.
但是神的呼召也有另一类是属于个别独特型的。
God given to a certain group of people or certain individual.
神可能把这个呼召给特别的团体或者个别的人。
Like Jonah being sent to preach to Nineveh.
就好像神呼召约拿去对尼尼微城的人传讲福音。
And the call that Nehemiah received is a specific calling.
那我们在这边看见神对尼希米的呼召也是一个得徒特别的呼召。
It was a calling during a very difficult time, a challenging time, and a time of crisis.
尼希米被呼召的时候，正当他经历一个极大的危机的时候。
And his calling is to rebuild Jerusalem wall.
他的呼召乃是要求尼希米去重建圣殿的城墙。
A city need a wall to protect themselves from enemies.
一个城市，它必须要有城墙来保护自己，抵抗外来的敌人。
At that time, the wall of Jerusalem was in ruin.
那个时候，圣城耶路撒冷的城墙已经被摧毁了。
And Nehemiah's specific calling is to go back to Israel, to Palestine, to rebuild the holy city wall.
而尼希米那个时候被呼召，乃是被呼召要回到耶路撒冷城、巴勒斯坦那块地方来重建。耶路撒冷的城墙。
And Nehemiah was part of the third group returning from exile.
那尼希米是谁呢？尼希米乃是犹大人被掳到外地的第三批被掳，然后能够回归的人。
We know that Babylon destroyed Judah, and then Babylon took the people to Babylon.
我们知道历史上告诉我们，巴比伦帝国侵略了犹大国，然后把犹大国的人掳到巴比伦去。
And then afterwards, the king of Persia allowed the exile to return.
之后波斯的王却容许一批犹大人能够回到耶路撒冷。
And there were three.At that time, 586 BC, Jerusalem was destroyed.
而在就在那个历史发生的时间点是在公元前586年的时候，耶路撒冷城被毁了。
And then Judah was taken to Babylon.
然后居住在犹大国的人被掳到巴比伦。
And then the Persian king allowed the exile to return.
然后波斯王却容许一批被掳的犹大人再一次可以回到家乡。
And there are three main group returning.
而在这个回去的过程当中，历史上面告诉我们，一共有三，这个时候描写了三批不同时间被掳归回的人。
The first group was Zerubbabel in 536 BC.
第一次被掳归回的是在公元前536年，由所罗巴伯的带领了一批人回到巴勒斯坦。
And the second group was Ezra in 445 BC.
第二批人是公元前458年经由以斯拉带回去犹大地。
And the third group was led by Nehemiah in 445 BC.
而第三批带回去的就是由尼希米带领底下的第三批人是于公元前446年。
So the first return and the third return,in between, there were 90 years.
所以我们看第一批跟第三批中间一共隔了90年。
And Nehemiah was part of the third group returning from exile.
而尼希米就是第三批被掳归回的人。
The book of Nehemiah is divided into two main sessions.
而在尼希米记里面，这本书里面一共分成两大段。
Chapters 1 to 6.
第一段是一到六章。
It talks about rebuilding the holy city.
整段主要的主题是讲到圣城的重建。
To rebuild the wall is to protect people's physical life.
能够把圣城的城墙盖起来，乃是要保护肉身的生命。
And then from chapters 7 to 13.
而接下来从第七章到十七章。
It talks about rebuilding the holy law.
乃是要保护建立属灵的生命律法的重建。
It talks about protecting one's spiritual life.
是借由律法的重建来保护属灵的生命。
Okay, let's go into content and answer the first question.
让我们来进入经文的内容来回应我们第一个问题。
Who received God's calling?
到底是谁能够领受神的召命呢？
Often when we talk about God's calling, we talk about people like Brother George and Pastor Hui, those who serve full time, they got a call from God.
许多时候当我们想到有人领受神的呼召的时候，我们就想到也许是像许牧师，也许像 George 弟兄这样的人物。
But God's calling is to every one of us.
但是实际上神是对每一位人来做呼召的。
He does have specific calling to all his children.
实际上神对他自己的儿女每一位都有他的呼召。
The person who received God's calling here was Nehemiah.
在这里我们看见领受神召命的这个人乃是尼希米。
He was residing in Susa.
尼希米当时身在苏珊城。
Susa was a capital city.Of the strong nation at that time.
苏珊实际上是当时的首都。
He could choose to ignore the barren capital of his ancestors' nation.
身为在首都的他，那个时候可以完全不对他自己过去家乡的摧毁毁坏而有所挂心。
It's like each of us.
就好像我们今天的每一位一样。
We are in America, the greatest nation on earth.
我们今天乃是在美国是最强大的，在世界上最强大的国家。
Why care about those who are in our homeland?
我们为什么要为自己家乡发生的事情而忧虑呢？
But God called Nehemiah to take care of his own people.
但是神却呼召了尼希米，这个时候要想到以及顾虑到他家乡发生的事。
When I read this passage, one question came to mind.
当我读到这段经文的时候，我脑海里就有一个意念。
Why didn't God call someone who was currently residing in Jerusalem?
我那个时候就想，为什么神不在就在耶路撒冷城里面当时居住的人呼召某一位呢？
Why care about needs outside of America? Why can't God call people locally?
为什么神不就呼召在当地人里面呼召一位人就好了？
Then I realized that God couldn't find someone who was spiritually qualified for the task.
我就了解到，也许神在那个时候没办法在当地的找到一个够属灵的人来承受这样的呼召。
So when God calls you,
所以当神呼召你的时候
，Don't tell God to call somebody locally over there.
你不要跟神说，神啊，你去找其他在当地的人吧。
When God calls you, you are the person chosen to fulfill the task.
当神呼召你的时候，你就是被神拣选去承受这样的使命的人。
You may not be a pastor.
也许你不是一位牧师。
You may not be a missionary.
也许你不是一位宣教士。
You feel very comfortable living on the greatest nation on the earth at the current time.
也许你自己觉得今天生在一个全世界最强大的美国里面，你觉得处之泰然，你觉得非常美好。
Not only Nehemiah reside in the capital of the greatest nation.
那个时候，尼希米不单单是居住在当时最强大国家里面的首都。
He was also working as a cupbearer.
他不单是如此，他还在政界高居九正的位置。
In chapter 1, verse 11, he said.I was cupbearer to the king.
在尼希米记第一章这边提到尼希米自己说他是王的酒正。
We need to understand.
我们必须要了解。
Don't compare a cupbearer to like a bartender working in a bar.
让我们不要以为做酒正的就好像今天我们在酒吧里面看见那些调酒师那样的一个态度
经历。Is someone trusted by the king?
在那个时候做酒正的乃是被皇帝信任的一位人物。
He had to take care of the wine that the king drank.
他必须要为他的王所喝的所有的酒来做测试以及调理。
So nobody could poison the king.
也因此没有人可以借着皇帝的喝酒能够毒死他。
And also, he was a very important officer.
不单如此，他也是朝中的重臣。
He often stood by the king's side.
很多时候他就站在皇帝的旁边。
He knew what the king and important officials discussed.
他非常知道皇帝以及任何政界重要人物他们互相交谈的内容。
So God calls somebody with a very good job.
所以神呼召的时候，呼召一位他现在已经有一个非常好职业的人。
And also, he liked his job.
不单是如此，他也非常喜好自己的工作。
There was no sadness while he was working.
在这边记载到，他过去工作的时候从来没有忧愁。
In chapter 2, verse 1 to 2.
当我们看见第二章第一节到第二节这边描写
，In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was bought for him, I took the wine and gave it to the king. I had not been sad in his presence before. As the king asked me, "Why does your face look so sad when you are not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart." I was very much afraid.
第二章第一节第二节这边说亚达薛西王二十年尼散月在王面前摆酒我拿起酒来奉给王我素来在王面前没有愁容王对我说你既没有病为什么面带愁容呢这不是别的必是你心中愁烦于是我甚惧怕
Nehemiah liked his job
尼希米非常喜欢他的工作
He said he had never looked sad before.
在这边讲到，他在之前，他从来没有在王面前有过愁容。
And the king also said that he never looked sad before.
不单如此，这皇帝也说，你也从来没有在我面前表现过愁容啊。
When look at Nehemiah.
让我们来看见尼希米。
He was not a pastor.
他并不是一个牧师。
He was not a missionary.
他也不是一位宣教士。
He was not a prophet.
他也不是一位先知。
He was not a priest.
他也不是一位祭司。
He had many things to do.
实际上他有许多事可以做。
Residing in the greatest nation of that time.
他不但如此，他那个时候就居住在全世界最强大的国家里面。
Have a trusted and important job.
而且他是有一份非常受信任而且高贵的职分。
And he liked his job. There's no sadness.
而且他非常喜欢他的工作，而且他从来没有忧愁过。
But then call him at the time of need.
也就在这个时候，神呼召了他。
What is today's application?
那对于我们来说是代表什么呢？
Life is more than the five essential elements.
也就是说人生不只是五子登科。
We talk about money.
我们想到金钱。
We talk about house.
我们提到房子。
We talk about car.
我们想到车子。
Spouse.
我们想到妻子。
We talk about children.
我们想到孩子。
But as a follower of Christ, life is more than just getting these five essential elements.
但是对于追求主的人来说，人生不只是这五子登科而已。
There's a servant of God that affect me very much. His name is Dr. Arnold Yang, 杨牧姑。
有一位牧者，他的名字叫杨牧谷牧师，他对我的生命产生了非常大的影响。
Recently, I came across a book in Chinese called "You Owe Your Life a Miracle."
我最近又读到一本杨牧谷牧师所写的书，叫做《你欠生命一份神迹》。
He used a metaphor of a kind of food that both of my children like.
他在这边用了一个例子，用一个食物来比喻我们的生活，而我跟我的孩子都很喜欢这个特别的食物。
It's a fried dough.
就是油条。
But he talked about urban style fried dough.
但是在这边是讲到在都市里面那种老油条的人物。
Those who just feel satisfied with the five essentials.
在这些在都市里面居住的人，我们对于五子登科这样的享受，我们习惯了，觉得这是应得的。
He talked about we are like the stale fried dough.
他说这些在都市的人就好像老油条一样。
The stale fried dough has seven basic elements.
老油条里面呢，它有七项特点的。
They are filled with worry.
第一个是他们自己是充满了焦虑的。
Anxiety.
而且他们也有忧愁。
Disappointment.
而且他们有失望。
Anger.
然后他们有愤怒。
Disorganized.
而且他们生活杂乱无章。
Helpless.
他们也觉得有无助感。
Last but not least.
而最后
They describe many people in America today.
实际上这一些都描写了今天在美国的许多人。
We are lost.
我们实际上是失落的一群。
We don't know where we are heading.
我们实际上不知道我们生命要往哪里去。
During this time of pandemic,
在这个疫情的时候
let's rise above the pandemic and ask God, what do you want us to do?
让我们活得超越在这个疫情之上，然后求问神，神你要我们做什么？
It's more than survival.
因为我们在这边不单单只是希望维持生命罢了。
At time of crisis, God often called people to do his work.
在这个危机的时候，很多时候神就在此刻要呼召他的子民来做他的工。
It's never too young.Or too old to be called by God.
千万不要认为因着我们太老或者太年轻，神就不会呼召我们，也不能呼召我们。
You may be in high school.
也许你现在正在高中。
Maybe you are retired.
也许你已经退休了。
You're never too young or too old to be called by God to fulfill a specific task.
千万不要认为你太老或太年轻，而神不会呼召你，也不能呼召你。
The word of the Lord said that.
因为神在这边讲得非常明白。
God called Samuel the kid.
圣经告诉我们，神呼召一个小孩，他的名字叫撒母耳。
My wife and I talk about what we're going to do in 3 years when we retire.
我跟我太太两个人都谈过，在三年之后，当我们退休之后，我们应该做什么。
Then I came across a guy I won't dare to talk about retirement yet.
然后我就遇到一个人，在他面前，我是丝毫不敢提起退休这两个字的。
How old was Moses when God called him?
因为当我想到摩西这号人物的时候，我就想，摩西是几岁被神呼召的呢
？He was 80 years old.
他被神呼召的时候已经80岁了。
God prepared him for 80 years for his last 40 years.
实际上，神用了摩西80年的岁月来预备他，来预备他以后的事工。
God called each of us.
实际上，神呼召我们每一位
for specific task.
让我们去达成特别的任务。
The second question we are going to answer is, then how to live out God's calling?
而第二项我们要回应的问题就是，我们如何能够活出神的呼召呢？
What are the ways to live out God's calling?
我们怎么样活出召命的途径是什么？
The Bible told us that we have to proactively care and concern.
经文告诉我们，我们要主动的去关心。
In chapter 1, verse 2, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that had survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem.
第一章第二节这边说，那时我有一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹太人和耶路撒冷的光景。
Nehemiah took the initiative.
实际上是尼希米主动的去问的。
To ask his brother about the exile and Jerusalem.
他去问他的弟兄，从这些剩下还在犹大这些逃脱的犹大人在耶路撒冷的光景。
God specifically called individuals who proactively concerned about his people.
实际上神个别的呼召一些人，让他们有主动的关心，去想到神的旨意。
What is today's application?
那对我们今天有什么意义呢？
I chose this GIF.
我在这边有特别选了这个图片。
I realize that often when we see the need, some people have I don't care attitude.
实际上当我们今天看到许多地方有需要的时候，很多人说才不关我的事呢。
It's none of my business.
根本不关我的事。
The three elements, say not, hear not, and see not.
就组成了三样东西来表明我不在乎，不说，不听，不见。
That's a politically correct attitude for people who face,crisis in the church.
实际上，这在教会里面也是今天所谓的政治正确。
Say not.
不要说。
Hear not.
不要听。
See not.
不要看。
But there's a difference between concern and busybody.
但是在这个中间，实际上这是有一个分别的。
Concern and busybody are different.
实际上一个喜欢谈论八卦的人跟一个有关心人家的人中间是有分别的。
A busybody person want to know but do nothing. Just want to talk about it.
一个好管闲事的人，他只想喜欢听，只喜欢讲，而他自己本身没有任何的行动。
A concerned person not only ask and they ask God, what can I do?
一个富有关心的人的，他不单单是希望关心，并且他寻求神说，我可以做什么呢？
So don't get tied up by the pandemic. Let us be proactively concerned and care for God's kingdom.
所以大家不要被疫情所压抑、所限制了。我们乃是要主动的去关心外面发生的事。
God called those who proactively concern about His kingdom.
神呼召这些人主动的去关心神国度里面发生的事。
God also called people who are willing to engage.
神也呼召这些有心人。
And verse 3 and 4.
我们看见第三节跟第四节。
They said to me, "Those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire." When I heard these things, pay attention. I sat down and I wept.For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日。
His heart was engaged.
他的心完全进入状况。
When we saw the need,
当他看见这些需要的时候，
it's not just about our mind.
当我们看见其他人的需要的时候，不单单我们只是心里上面有感触，
we need to have it in our heart.
我们必须要进入，完全进入我们的内心。
I like to use the word empathy rather than sympathy.
我喜欢用同理心这个词，而不是用同情心。这样的形容。
We need to have empathy. People use people with empathy at time of crisis.
因为当人进入患难的时候，我们必须要用一个同理心去理解他们。
What is empathy?
什么是同理心呢？
Empathy is your pain in my heart.
乃是你的痛就在我的心里。
So God is those who are proactively concerned.
所以神呼召这些主动愿意关心的人。
God also used those who are engaged in empathy.
神也呼召这些有心、有同理心去与人接触的人。
God also used those who are willing to fast to pray.
神也呼召这些愿意禁食祷告的人。
For some days, I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
这个时候，尼希米悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷。
He focused by fasting.
他愿意让自己全神的灌注在祷告上面，因此他禁食。
He confessed.
他也认罪。
Not all misfortunes are due to sinning.
不一定世界上所有发生不幸的事情都是因着罪。
However, by confessing one's sins by Nehemiah,
但是尼希米却在这个时候他认罪。
That shows that the current turmoil of Jerusalem was a result of sinning.
就代表今天耶路撒冷所产生的情况的祸害乃是因着罪的缘故。
But I'm amazed, he didn't say you or they. He confessed by saying we.
但是我在这边看见非常奇妙的，不是说他们犯罪，或者某些人犯罪，他乃是说我们犯罪了。
For those who want to be called by God.
这些愿意被神呼召的人啊。
He start by praying.
让我们都开始像他们一样用祷告来开始。
Nehemiah started his ministry with prayers.
尼希米在用祷告来开始他的事工。
I have two servants of God that I respect very much.
有两位我非常敬重的牧师。
I think about George, know Pastor Felix Lee very well, right?
我相信我们的翻译 George 弟兄对其中的一位刘富里牧师认识非常清楚，不是吗？
He was a former principal of Logos Seminary.
他就是正道之前的院长。
I came across one time when Pastor Phyllis Liu and Timothy Lin talked about the church size.
有一次我听到刘富里牧师和林道亮牧师他们两位提及教会的大小。
Often in America, people judge whether you're a good pastor by how big your church is.
在美国，尤其许多人去衡量一个教会有多好的时候，总是以他们教会参加的人数来作为标准。
How much a church has grown under you?
到底人因着你的带领底下有多少人数的成长呢？
So when I heard about Pastor Liu and Pastor Lin talk about your church size,
所以当我听到刘富里牧师和林道亮牧师他们两位牧师居然也提到教会的大小的时候，
I was a little bit being put off.
实际上那个时候我就觉得很不以为然。
Then I realized when they talk about the church size,
但是我后来就了解他们所谓教会大小的意义是什么。
They talk about the size of the church prayer meeting.
他们所提的乃是教会里面祷告会有多大。
I think we have to talk about that.
而实际上我们正应该好好的来谈这件事情。
Not only how big our church is.
不单单只是一个教会有多大。
It's how big is our prayer meeting.
乃是教会里面的祷告会有多大。
What is the percentage of our members attending prayer meeting?
到底一个教会里面有百分之多少的人有参加祷告会呢？
God called people who are focused in prayer.
神乃是呼召人专注于祷告的。
But then God, after you pray, you have, and then Martin Luther, Martin Luther once said,
另外马丁路德也说道，
I have so much to do.
我实在太忙了。
I have to spend the first 3 hours to pray to God.
因此我必须一天当中我先花3个小时来到神面前祷告。
More work, more prayer.
越多的工作就需要越多的祷告。
We need to be pushy when we pray.
让我们真的是祷告是非常迫切。
What is push?
什么叫做英文的 P-U-S-H? 这是什么意思呢？
You pray until something happens.
就是你不断的祷告直到事情发生变化为止。
It may be a goal. Go ahead.
也许你现在可以往前了。
God may say no.
但是很可能神说不行，你停在这边。
But God may tell you, you need to grow so slow.
或者神跟你说你实在成长太慢了。
So it's true to say that God answers all our prayers.
是的，神实际上回应我们每一项祷告。
So we need to pray until something happens.
因此我们必须要迫切的祷告直到事情发生变化为止。
Then we need to start working.
因此祷告之后我们就可以开始行动了。
We need to quietly plan.
行动的时候我们必须要先默默的筹划。
Verse 12 in chapter 2, I set out during the night with a few others. I had not told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem.There were no mounts with me except the one I was riding on.
尼希米记第二章十二节，尼希米这边说到，我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来，但神使我心里为要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人，除了我骑的牲口以外，也没有别的牲口在我那里。
Nehemiah secretly examined.The wall's condition.
这个时候尼希米在夜间起来单独的悄悄的一个人去巡视耶路撒冷城的情形。
He quietly planned how to rebuild.
他是默默的自己在那边筹划要怎么样重建耶路撒冷城。
Why did he act in a low key?
为什么他那么低调呢？
He was aware of Israel's enemy.
因为他非常清楚以色列人的敌人。
Who didn't like others to ask God for his people's welfare.
因为这些敌人不喜欢以色列人在那边筹划重建他们的城。
We need to pray.
我们必须要祷告。
We need to plan.
我们也必须计划。
Those who fail to plan,
这些没有计划的人
they plan to fail.
那他就是计划失败。
He also do one thing.
我们同时也要做一件事。
He encourage participation.
你在这边，然后就鼓励其他人参与。
I like this guy on the lower left corner.
我很喜欢现在图片当中的这个孩子。
Hey, you can do it.
他在跟我们说，是的，我们可以做的。
Then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace.
所以尼希米在十七节就对其他人说，来，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧。你们都看见了，来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
How can we encourage participation?
我们怎么样可以鼓励人一起来参与呢？
We have to point out God help us.
我们先要说指出神的帮助。
Chapter 2 verse 18.
在十八节这边说，
I also told them about the gracious hand of my God.On me and what the king has said to me.
尼希米就告诉他们说，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。
How did Nehemiah encourage God's people to participate?
尼希米怎么样鼓励其他人一起来参与这个计划呢？
He testified how God had helped.
他先见证神怎么样帮助他。
That's a very important metaphor in the book of Nehemiah.
在尼希米这边用了一个非常重要的一个象征。
He symbolized God's help with his hand.
他借着他的手来表明神是怎么帮助他的。
He described God's hand as gracious hand.
他写神的手乃是恩待人的手。
And then I'm glad that.The people was willing.
然后在这边我们很欢喜地看到百姓就愿意了。
I know in different churches there are people who was unwilling to go on Zoom because they're scared.
我知道有些教会有些人他不敢上到 Zoom 的这个平台，因为他们害怕。
I was one of them.
我自己也害怕。
I told you, I don't have Facebook, I don't have Twitter, I don't have WhatsApp, whatever you think, I don't do online banking.
我就跟大家说，我是从来不上网去做任何社交，或者甚至在上网去处理账户的人。
Then I pray and God give me peace.
然后当我祷告的时候，神就赐给我平安了。
You know how God comforted me?
你知道神怎么样来安慰我吗？
When you preach, just imagine the president of China, Xi Jinping, is sitting down to listen to you.
就是当我想到想象当我正在传讲信息的时候，中国的总理习近平正在网络上面听我讲道。
If I don't talk about politics, why should I be scaring heck?
如果我在网络不讲政治的话，我为什么害怕呢？我凭什么害怕呢？
So you need to be willing.
因此我们必须要有一颗愿意的心。
Verse 18, they replied.
于是
他们 Let us start rebuilding.
于是百姓就回应说，我们起来建造吧。
The leader need to encourage.
作为一个领袖必须要鼓励。
But people need to respond.
但是同时听的人也必须回应。
We need to work as a team.
我们必须合作起来像一个军队一般。
What is today's application?
那对我们今天的应用 如何呢？
It's all about the Lord's hand.
这乃是讲到神的手。
There's no super dad.
在这个世界上，实际上没有所谓那个超能的父亲的。
Before I became a father, I have two, three, ways to raise your children.
在我成为父亲以前，我认为我了解大概至少好几种，至少两三种以上，怎么样可以抚养孩子的事。
After having two children, I said to you, I don't have much opinion. I just can say it's the mercy of the Lord, it's the hand of the Lord.
在我有成为父亲以前，我有很多理论，但是当我自己成为父亲之后，我知道这完全都是神的恩典，我实在不知道什么。
As a church, we need to focus on two things.
实际上身为一个教会，我们必须要着重于两件事。
You may remember I was ordained by the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
如果大家知道的话，我乃是被我所属于的宣道会所按立成为牧师的。
There are two parts. It was made up by the Christian Alliance.
这个实际上它是分成两部分，一个是属于宣道会。
It's about uniting the Christians.
它主要的第一个是要把所有的基督徒再一次联合起来。
To focus on growth of the believers.
让所有基督徒联合起来去着助于成长。
And also the second part is the missionary alliance.
那第二个是第二个分支乃是宣道的联合会。
It's about going.
乃是要出去。
Let us focus on what God wants us to do.
让我们知道神对我们的旨意是什么。
I would like to call my favorite.Missionary Hudson Taylor.
让我引用我最喜欢的宣教士，戴德森所讲的言论。
He said, "If I have a dozen pounds."
他说过一句话：“我若有千磅美金。”
China can take them all away.
中国可以全数支取。
If I have a dozen lives.
我若有千条性命。
I will not leave one and don't give to China.
我绝不会留下一条不给中国。
He said, "The real secret of an unsatisfied life."
他说，在一个生命当中，一种真正无力感的秘密是什么？
Lies too often in an unsurrendered will.
很多时候，乃是我们不愿意屈服于神的带领底下。
He said, "You do not need a great faith."
戴德森说，实际上我们不需要一个伟大的信心。
We only need faith in a great God.
乃是把自己的信心放在一个伟大的神里面。
God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply.
当我们知道让神的工作照着神的方法去。行的时候，我们绝不会缺少神的祝福以及供应的。
He said there are three stages in the work of God.
戴德森说，神会分三部分来做他的事工。
It is impossible.
第一个要知道是不可能的。
It's difficult.
然后我们知道是非常困难的。
But it's done.
然后就完成了。
Because God did it.
因为做成就的乃是神。
Let not consider God's specific call as a luxury.
让我们不要认为神对我们的呼召是一个遥不可及的事。
God always raises up his children to answer a time of crisis.
很多时候神就在困难的时候呼召他自己的儿女起来去回应他的呼召。
God's calling.
让我们活出神对我们的呼召。
The person receiving God's calling,
对于这些领受神召命的人
He lived in a great city.
这一位尼西米他自己身在苏珊城。
He was working as a cup bearer. He was important. He was trusted.
而尼西米他本身是一个位职高位，而且是非常重要的人物。
He's like you and me, a professional.
实际上就有如我们今天为专业人士一样。
But he loved his job. There was no time. That's why he was working.
而且他也非常热爱他的工作，他从来不为他的工作而忧虑。
Ways to live out God's calling.
那我们怎么活出召命的途径是什么呢？
Let's be proactively concerned.
第一个，我们要主动的去关心。
Let's get engaged with our heart.
然后让我们的心能够完全契合我们所关心的。
Let's focus in our prayer.
然后我们进食祷告。
Let us start working.
然后我们就开始工作。
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit over time because I want to speak slow so you can hear me.
我很抱歉，我今天讲的道有点长，我乃是希望能够慢慢讲，大家能听得清楚。
I will ask Brother George to finish in prayer.
让我在这个时候请 George 弟兄为我们做个结束祷告。Dear Lord, we thank you that you have called Nehemiah as an example to all of us. And Lord, this is a special time, a critical time, an urgent time. And Lord, through Nehemiah, you have spoken to all of us that we do have a calling, we do have a mission to live for you, to spread your gospel, to be the channel of your blessing and lead other people to your kingdom. And Lord, therefore, we ask you to let us know we need to be humble before you and pray for your guidance and be courageous enough to fast and pray and watch how you want us to engage with the mission you have given to us. May you bless us all. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.